Albany.
Present.
City of Berkeley.
Here.
City of Dublin.
Here.
City of Emeryville. City of Fremont.
Here.
City of Hayward.
Present.
City of Livermore.
Here.
City of Newark.
Present.
City of Oakland.
Here.
City of Piedmont.
Here.
City of Pleasanton.
Here.
City of San Leandro.
Here.
City of Union City.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Item three is public comment. This is for items not listed on the agenda. I see no speaker cards, so we'll move on to the chair by the chair's report. I will, people would sit down, find a seat, would help matters. Earlier this afternoon, the steer.
Yeah, here back there.
All right. Earlier this afternoon, in this very room, the steering committee had an affirmative vote of 10 in favor, none in opposition, and 3 abstaining to move forward with the expenditure plan to the full commission. Later on in the agenda, we will address that plan, and I'm hopeful that our abstentions become yeses and our new members that have joined us since that vote will also be on the affirmative side. I think there's a tremendous plan to move forward with in the county at this time. And I think there's something in it for all cities, all agencies, the county, and all residents. And as I said to somebody actually within the last week, in my opinion, this measure for a vote in November will actually have a greater benefit than any other measure that I see that's going to be on the ballot in the month of November for our own residents. So I think there's a variety of reasons to be supportive of this. And I think that the commission will be well served in voting for this later this afternoon. The vice chair, do you have any things to add?
Just real quick, Mr. Chair, I spent Monday and Tuesday in Washington, D.C., not really advocating for this agency, but advocating for transportation in general. And while I was there, the Republicans dropped their bill, and MAP 21, which is now the new safety Lou. So I guess we're getting out of legacies of losers or whatever it was. But I did want to tell this committee something that I confirmed with Lynn, because Lynn Simons, who's here, our D.C. advocate, that I really could not believe. I met with staff on the Democratic side, the CNI committee, and he told me that that committee has not met as a committee since June
of last year.
House T&I committee has not met since June of last year. So if you think things are running smoothly back in D.C., I have news for you. The transportation committees are in a mess, and I think it's important that we continue to work over our congressional members and our state senators, our U.S. senators, to keep ACTC and other Bay Area Transportation Committee business and also transit business in front of their face, because they're not hearing it back there.
Thank you. Thanks for the work back there. Section 5 is the approval of the consent calendar. Items 5H and 5J are going to be removed for discussion, but not removed from the agenda. So any motion on the rest of the items? Tom on the motion, Holden on the second. The other items were approved with unanimous votes. Which takes us to 5H, which is the approval of the reallocation of 400,000 Measure B bicycle and pedestrian countywide discretionary fund. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chair, I will be very brief. In front of you, you will see a purple or a lavender in your packet. That is our revised staff report. Our recommendations stand the same, except that we want to make sure that we include special conditions to safeguard the City of Dublin Alamo Canal project. That is that we would only transfer the $400,000 from Alamo Canal project to the East Bay Greenway project only if there's bid savings. And so that's really the key condition, Mr. Chair, and we would recommend your approval of this item.
Jim, you're okay with it?
Sure. On this item, I mean, I guess that was a motion and a second. You know, this was some discussion at committee, and I was kind of surprised last night when I heard that maybe there were some problems because, you know, I asked some questions in relationship to, you know, was the city of Dublin aware of this and did they support it? And so, you know, I just want to make sure that in the future this doesn't happen. And I think the best way of making sure that doesn't happen when we are transferring money like this, it would be good if we have a letter from the sponsor asking them, or it's actually them telling us it's okay to do something like that, because I was under the assumption when I moved through committee that it was okay.
Right, so that's the Brownie and a motion, Haggerty in a second. Anybody in opposition? That's a unanimous approval. We'll go to item 5J, approve the transportation fund for clean air, air program manager funding for a good movement, the emissions reduction program. Stand for what?
Matt, go ahead and present the item 6.
We do have speakers on this item also.
This item is regarding the Transportation Fund for Clean Air, programming of funds for the Port Grand Truck Program. There has been further discussion on this item. Right now the action requested is to program up to $1.43 million of TFCA funds for a port truck replacement program. The further discussion above and beyond the staff report is that there was a limited amount of applications received for the 2004 model year effort. There is another milestone in this California Air Resources Board regulation for December 31st, 2012. There's a substantial number of trucks that will fall under the next milestone. Those would cover 2005 and 2006 trucks. The Air District has requested that these funds be rolled over, allowed to be applied against the model year 2005 and 2006 trucks. We are proposing that the recommendation be revised to programming of up to $1.43 million, and that will give some flexibility to cover Alameda trucks, registered in Alameda, use the regional funds first, and the Alameda funds will be used as a second priority. And with that, I would be happy to answer that.
I'll take some questions or comments before we do have two public speakers, Nate and then Rebecca.
Yeah, I think the speakers are going to speak in support of the amendment to the staff report, because the staff report mentions model year 2004. So we'd like to amend it so it can cover model year 2004, 2005, 2006 trucks. I met with the staff and the Air District staff, and we talked about the reason for this this amendment. If folks recall, the whole reason we're stepping up to the plate as a Transportation Commission to support this is because we feel it's important that the drayage trucks that are serving the port have an opportunity to continue to stay in business if they so choose and service the port. The CARB, the Air District, to my chagrin, establishes regulations, and just to put the regulations on the drayage trucks as opposed to having the implementation of the regulations on all trucks at the same time, because the regulations are okay, it's just the timing of the regulations. So right now the regulations are really burdensome on the drayage trucks, and a lot of these truckers are minority and small businesses, and we want to make sure they can purchase new trucks and stay in business so they if they choose. So because a number of the model year 2004 didn't apply, and Daniel from the industry is going to speak to this in a minute, didn't apply, in talking with the staff, we thought it would be good if we also allowed model year 2005 and 2006 because of the deadlines coming up for those truck years. The staff will also tell you that with model year 2005 and 2006, many more of those trucks are registered in Alameda County. So we're thinking more trucks will truckers will apply for the funds to possibly purchase new trucks. So with all that being said, and the conditions that have been agreed to and imposed on this, it's my recommendation and my motion, when it's time for a motion, that we amend this item to include model year 2004, 2005, and 2006 trucks.
Rebecca, then Olden, then we'll take the speakers after that.
So I think it's really good that we're dealing with this issue of this problem that has been created by the California Air Resources Board. The California Air Resources Board issued a ruling that reduces emission reduction requirements on 99% of the trucks in California, but places stricter emission requirements exclusively on the small and primarily low-income group of truckers who work at the ports. And originally, the California Air Resources Board, while doing this, declined to fund it. Now, we have been recently given new information that the California Air Resources Board now is working to fund it, and so I want to make sure we get that information. I don't know if that's confirmed yet or where that's at, that they now are going to be funding at the very least the fives and the sixes, or we don't know yet, or they're still thinking about it. I'm not quite sure where that's at. But if we're no longer talking about the fours, I mean, first, just a numeric question. How much of the TFCA funds that we would have over this funding period does this proposal reallocate?
What staff is recommending at this point, normally on an annual basis, we get $1.8 million or so. And that money is normally allocated to cities and transit operators for air quality improvement type projects. So this, what's before you today is obligating $1.43 million of that toward this program. Now, the
for a year or from 1 year or from
this is for one, again, this, what's before you is only 1 year. This is only 1 year. Nobody's talking about next year.
So 80% of the money. You're asking us to obligate 80% of the money to fill a state obligation that the state is refusing to fulfill.
That is not true, because the Air District is also participating in this program as well as partner. And so there's Damien from the Air District here. Maybe he can speak more to this. But and as well as answering the question related to what CARB is doing with the 5-6.
Hang on a second. Any other questions, so to speak? I have one other speaker.
I mean, I think it is incredibly important that we deal with how the situation that these truckers are grappling with. And it's not even clear to me why it's legal for CARB to pick out one group of truckers and say they have to do what nobody else has to do while not funding it. But I also really worry about if we're now talking about the money for what's to be next year and the year after that, whether it should all be coming out of this year, or if we should take half this amount out of this year's allocation and half the next, if we're talking about moving it up to the sixth requirement. But I mean, I'd be interested in hearing back what the Air District is now saying they are or aren't going to do. But keep in mind, when the Air District adopted these rules, there was an absolute, unambiguous public commitment made that they would fund it. That the California Air Resources Board, not our local Air District, when the California Air Resources Board adopted these rules, they made a public promise that they would fund it. And they are now not. And so I get that we may have to backfill some of that, but I do worry that we're not pushing back at all. They made a very overcommitment to fund it, and we shouldn't be responsible for all of that being dropped. Well, though certainly we should be trying to help. But I'll hear there.
Yeah, I agree with Supervisor Miley. I think this is so critical that the amendment is certainly warranted. Does encompass a lot of minority truckers. Just a question for staff on page 139, the relevance of that attachment A, the relevance of the Alameda County trucks. Is this a point of origin for the trucks that travel to and from the port and those who would be a part of this?
Is that registered?
Just registered.
That's right.
Okay, so they would be eligible for these funds. Okay. Thank you.
Scott?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I've been working with Supervisor Miley on this for a while, and working with Supervisor Miley, he pretty much does a lot of the work, which has been kind of cool working with him. So I don't really want to take much credit for this, but I do want to say, you know, quite frankly, you know, I've seen the dance with CARB over and over and over, and quite frankly, there's deadlines coming up that affect people that live in our community that are looking at being unemployed because their truck is no longer going to be about the port. So I'm not going to sit here and debate whether or not the state should step up. Look, they're not, okay? And we're going to do it, and we're going to bail them out again, and I don't think anybody around this table is not akin to bailing out the state. I mean, we do it all the time, and we're going to fix the problem for the minority truckers and the truckers that are out there that need help buying these trucks, that sometimes have credit issues and other things. And you know what? We'll fight the state later, but this isn't the place to be doing this.
Right, two speakers, Damien, and then
questions.
Tom. Okay.
Are there any trucks registered in unincorporated areas of the county? I don't see any on the list.
Maybe there aren't, but I'd have to think it probably would be.
I would think
yes,
they
would
be. Anyway, Damien, go ahead.
So we're here today to speak in favor of the amendments. I think it's very brave, and it takes a lot of courage to step up and do these things, especially when you have a state government that is not stepping forward to help us. We're very supportive of this because the trucks that originate in the Port of Oakland are the trucks that are principally the cause of a lot of the air pollution that's along the 880 corridor, which principally affects the residents of Alameda County and West Oakland. And they're also a major cause of the pollution out in the outlying areas of Alameda County, in the Tri-Valley area. So when you consider this money, and as you consider stepping up to provide this funding, realize that you are benefiting the county. In terms of the action that you've been asked to take, we have a commitment that we at the Air District are going to try and find as much money as we can on our side and use that money before we use Alameda